What's up, everyone? This is Pat, aka everyone's favorite sequel, and you are listening to another episode of MMV, Mileage May Vary. Welcome back to another hour of Black History Month recipients, another introduction, episode 24, number of the late, great Kobe Black Mamba Bryant. So, without further ado, let's get straight to the content.
To my wife, Vanessa, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca, ti amo con tutto il mio cuore. You are my inspiration. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
That nigga's way too rich.
Who? Obama? Oh my
God, no. Bill Gates just ordered a $50 million hydro-powered super yacht.
Yeah. Hydro-powered super yacht. So it fuels off the thing that he uses to float
on. Yeah.
You could take that same energy and produce like a mass like desalination like project.
Yeah, I think he's doing now too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe he
also put in money to buy a hospital for the coronavirus also.
Oh.
So I'm like, this nigga out here helping people.
I mean, he has
nigga,
no choice.
Nigga, you got like $100 billion. Like, what the fuck else you gonna do?
He has no choice in that 65 or 67. He might as well be helping.
He got nothing left.
If I had one B, I'd be dead.
You would have overdosed on one B?
Yeah, one B, I'd be dead. This nigga got 100 Bs. This nigga got a different type of self control. I'd have had every virus known to me.
You talking about sexual or just breathing in?
Nigga, everything. Oh shit, this is a contingent. Okay, I got money. I bought the CDC just so I can throw this virus in niggas' faces I don't fuck with. It literally melts your body. Hey, fuck you.
Steve Jobs.
But then you probably wouldn't be dead because you would have every anti like viral vaccine. You know what
the
I mean?
Shit that I want to do now on my budget, I can't kill myself because I just can't afford a B.
Bruh, come on.
You can afford
hey, Columbia? All the whore. Hey, you. I'm not a whore. I would get Best Buy. I just bought Best Buy. Now you work for me. This. Give me one B, I'm done.
And on that note, let me begin this pod.
Exactly.
Welcome to MMV, Mileage May Vary, the pod where we just decided to start a podcast in the middle of the month. We have no context. We have no type of remembrance of what the last episode is, other than Overdrive Estrogen. Did anybody else take anything away from that Overdrive Estrogen episode?
We'd like to apologize to all our sponsors. Everything we said was culturally insensitive, and it was filled with toxic masculinity. Dove, we're sorry. Please continue to send us checks.
Vicky's Secret, please take our apology as solemn as we are at this moment for thinking anything against the Us Too movement was not to generate from you your Me Too movement. We apologize.
Jenny Craig, we are sorry. We want your sponsorship back. We want to continue to help millions of Americans lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle.
Oh, damn, phone! Oh God!
Savage would like to apologize to his girlfriend.
What?
Who we slandered last podcast.
He wants
apparently
you back.
She was very upset.
He wants you
and
back.
And she decided to leave him. And he wants you back.
Negative.
Oh, he doesn't want you back.
Negative.
Sinfuego could not be here with us today, but he is in our thoughts and prayers.
He might be here in spirit.
Yeah, he is here in spirit.
Here in spirit, but Savage been trying to kill him all week. Savage been sending slow, sad songs with his picture turning black and white and playing R.I.P. music.
Sarah McLachlan. I'm so glad we're not monetized, so we can continue to play these.
As long as we can
songs.
Talk over it within 30 seconds.
You're right, 30 seconds.
Fair usage.
Yeah, no, yeah. Boom, go ahead, continue. We give you 5 more seconds.
R.I.P. Sinfuego.
Sinfuego 100! Alright, that's gonna turn it off real quick. Thank you for listening, all. This is your boy Patrick Irving, a.k.a. I forgot what my a.k.a. was.
A.k.a. Too Fly.
The Young
shit.
Sequel.
Nah, saying.
Something like that. I forgot what it was. In front of me, I have...
Savage.
To the right of me, I have...
And... Damn! Savage.
save shortcut now. I'm so happy at the edit point. And we have a special guest with us today, one of our favorite listeners also. This is my guy,
Win Jack, long time listener, first time visitor.
Boom, thank you.
AKA Win Jack, you great. AKA Win Jack ain't got no time for this shit. AKA Win Jack. Because he's a Jackie girl.
All facts.
All right, so today we've kind of started the topics for this podcast. You'll know what it's titled by today based on where this goes. But today we had a conversation where it seems it's carrying on kind of like a sequel from the last episode, where we have a young savage currently in his feelings, and it's not in regards to Miss What's Her Name. We apologize for not naming you.
Yeah.
We should respect you a little more as Savage's girl. But at this
negative
moment, we'll go ahead and just keep you anonymous. But
also, can I give a shout out to the 911 operator who helped us when we got stuck in the elevator? You still on my mind, girl. Give me a call when you get a chance.
What'd you say the name was?
Let me see. I think it was Erica. Like Michelle or Erica. Erica, like that's what
it was. It was, Erica. So, it was so traumatic. I
holla at your boy,
day.
Erica. Plus, I still miss you.
I had the end of that episode, so I remember everything so clearly. Like, yeah, I remember. I was sweating at that point. Oh, God. So, real quick, before we get into that, we always want to do a quick week or monthly recap. First things first, I do want to pay my respects to young Kobe. We will miss you forever. It's been, 2 weeks?
Two weeks already,
to this day.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mamba.
Mamba life.
Black Mamba, everything. We will miss and appreciate everything you ever did. So, this is our shout out to you. And outside
moment
of that,
moment of silence for Mamba, man.
Moment of silence for Mamba. How many seconds are we gonna do?
24.
Jesus Christ,
nigga, let it be organic. Yeah. Let's do eight seconds. That was his first number, man.
Oh God, this nigga said 24. All right, starting now. All right, that was it. Nice, yes, good amount of respects. So, to start it off, we're gonna ask our special guest to tell us how has everything been. I know we have yet to ever ask you ever, but you can just give us a past week. How's things been?
How's everything been since existence, nigga?
Well,
realistic.
You know, like just for the last couple weeks, I've just been working and doing the same old shit, grinding. You know, trying to hustle and motivate, doing the same old shit. You know, day in day out, just you know, living real life and not like you know living on Instagram and shit.
Tell them. And how's 2020 been for you?
Well, so far, so good. You know, I got some brand new pussy, so. You know, it's always good.
You know what? The only thing better than faithful pussy is new pussy.
Exactly.
So. Oh, God. That's good. I'm sorry. I'm just out here coming back with the Jamaican Atkins. Just trying to wear my pants real quick. No, that's real good, man. And is there anything else? Anybody else you want to send a special shout out to? It's really early in the podcast. I'm saying this like we're about to tell. And that was it. Great.
He said that shit like it was a quiet storm. Hey, and my boy Win Jack would like a special shout out to a special lady. You know who you are.
AKA New Pussy.
Boom. There you go. That's the name.
Hey.
All right, Young Savage, you have anything to fill us in on? Don't get into your topic because I know you bracing. Can't wait.
No. Yeah. Hey, Hinge, if you want to sponsor us, you know I'll be using a Hinge app.
What? That's where I found my new pussy.
Yeah, everybody, Hinge. This was not even an ad. This shit was organic. Niggas were telling me stop fucking with Bumble. Stop fucking with Plenty of Fish. Them eHarmony hoes be busted. Christian Mingle hoes ain't fucking. So Hinge, you is where it's at. If you want to give us a sponsor for real, because we actually use this shit, go ahead, hit us up.
For sure. There's all sorts of people. And what I like about the app, yeah, this sounds like a commercial, but what I like about the app, like people, you post pictures and people like you.
Yeah.
And then they reply to your pictures. So then, like, instead of having to swipe and wait for somebody to like it back, it's different because they'll write something on your picture.
Oh.
And then you can just reply to their right, and then it starts the chat right then.
So
and
they
back.
Straight up comment on your shit, then that's you can it. Just, you know who to send the dick pic to. Exactly. So you don't have to just flood people DMs like mother ass.
I feel you. I downloaded this shit for real talk. So yeah,
I like hands because, like, as a man, you don't gotta put up shots. Like, they putting up shots, so you know you like shit.
That's what makes it so cool.
What it is.
Yeah, like. They just like, and you can write random shit just to see what they like, and they'll literally just like either your photos or they'll like what you put in the sentence, and then you could just go from there, and then there's a conversation started already.
Exactly.
So you don't gotta deal with, let me swipe right and hope she swipe back, and then hope we can start a convo after that.
Bruh, you know how many times a girl done swipe me, then I don't pay for the subscription, so it'd be like, you wanna know who trying to fuck? Hey, that's $24. I'd be like, nah, she just, I'm just gonna keep swiping, and if we swipe each other, if mutual, then we'll know.
Why they be trying to extort?
Yeah, they be trying to break, hit you over the head for some bread.
Oh my goodness.
It ain't that deep.
Yeah.
So is that all? That's pretty much it?
Yeah, man. That's how my week been, for real. I mean, other than that, and getting that project done, the shoes for the girl for the Japan for her trip.
Wait, I like to add to my week, because I just, you know, I worked 12 hours and I just did that shit 7 days straight.
Damn. Like,
so, you feel me?
Adulting. We appreciate you. We appreciate your work out here.
I know that's like, that's where I got all my gray hairs from.
Let me tell you a little bit about my boy Winjet. I feel like my tape going back too. You know what I'm saying? He works in a hospital. We're not gonna say the name, because, you know, whatever. But he has a prestigious position in this hospital. He saves lives. He's not. I'm not even gonna tell you what he's not.
I don't wanna put his business out.
But he saves lives. So go ahead. Let's slow clap from a dog.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for all you do out here, man. All right. So, my dog, Young Daniel, how has this past week been? Actually, been a few weeks, as we stated, but how's everything been in the most recent?
You know me, just gaining and maintaining, you know, just a little razzle dazzle here, a little razzle dazzle there. Nothing special. Your boy turned 30.
Birthday
clap, my boy. Shit different, dog.
30.
Shit different. You wake up, your back hurt. You know what I'm saying? Your joints ache.
You start looking on Amazon for lumbar support.
Exactly. Like, real shit. True talk. I'm sitting there at my desk, and I'm like, I'm in the counter. So I'm sitting at my desk. I'm like, I'm here 8 hours. My butt hurt. I'm shifting around. I was like, boy, that's 30. I got to get me a chair cushion. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, ooh, I need this lumbar support. This shit changed you, man.
Dog. And it happens overnight.
Oh, real shit. I got my food poisoning for the first time at 29, like a few weeks before I hit 30.
A little bit of prep.
Bruh, it was coming out the front, coming out the back. Bitch, I was sweating. I didn't know what to do, dog. I was dying. I was like, yo, this is death. I picked up my phone. I'm like, I dial 9-1. And then if I throw up again, I'm going to hit 1 and send. I'm just going to go ahead. This shit was terrible, bro.
What's crazy, I've seen him eat, like, damn that everything under the sun. And it's not, like, nothing gross or nothing, but, like, he never got sick. And, like, to see his nigga sit like that, I was like, damn. Yeah. Bruh, I felt bad for him.
It's serious.
Bruh, this shit was terrible. And it's like, my immune system now is not where it's at. Now I'd be thinking twice. I'd be like, I don't know. This cereal a little too soaked with milk. I don't know if my body can digest it.
So, not at 30.
Yo, Mineral got it. And that was a tough one. And then most recently, somebody at my... I was just talking to him yesterday. At my church, he said he had it. He was gone for like 3 weeks, and he had it, and his wife had it at the same time. They both went to eat at the same place, and they Where'd both. Had, I was like, "Bruh,
see, everybody asks that question, and they supposed to be surprised, but it's me. It was my fault. I got that. The place I got it from, I deserved that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted a little bit of nostalgia, so I was driving through the old hood. I was riding through the old hood, but I was in my new whip. So I was like, So I pulled up on a little spot that we used to go to in high school, a little wing spot, Chinese spot in the hood. They don't sell not a damn thing Chinese on the menu. It's all wings, fries, all this other type shit. So I was like, I used to work there when I was 15.
Didn't they sell Chinese rice or something?
They have like, you know, they got like fried rice and shit like that. But everything else is just hood.
No wonton soup.
They got fried shrimp.
Hey, that was a delicious staple.
If they don't got wonton, I don't want it. That's not a real Chinese place to me.
So I pull up. Bruh, I used to be the cook when I worked there, niggas. I'm Haitian. So, you know. So I was cooking Chinese food in the back. So I'm like, alright, cool. I pull up. I order my old usual. Like, oh, let me get them wings. Can I get the
hot wings with the lemon pepper on the hot wings and barbecue on the other side. Put a little barbecue sauce on the fries. Yeah, cool. I get here. This was the first thing I ate all day. Only thing I ate all day. Ate it around 5 o'clock. We had a movie night. It was some friends came over. We all enjoying ourselves.
It was here.
Yeah. Hobbs versus Shaw. Put it up on the projector. Everything cool. Then I was like, I don't know if I got a fart or a burp or stretch. I'm not quite sure, but something doesn't feel right. Alright, cool. The shit, I'm waiting till the movie over and I was like, my stomach is rumbling. I think I got a fart, but this is more than a fart. I stand up, real cool, calm and collected.
Real smooth.
Walk to my room. And the closer I get to my room, like, the more I feel shit moving around in my stomach, I was like, oh, this gonna be bad. I close my door, run to the bathroom, explosive vomit hit the fucking mirror in front of me, yo, bounce back on my shirt. I was like, what the fuck just happened? It was so much vomit, it clogged my sink. So now it's just clogged there.
And you just smell it. And the smell of ammonia.
And I'm like, yo, I take off my shirt and it made it to my pants. I'm like, I got a shower, bro.
And you got people out here.
Yeah, everybody just and watching.
In the meantime, we're just like,
everybody having a good old time.
What's going on?
Finish Hobbs versus Shaw, the credits rolling. I hear them talking. I gotta get in the shower, bro. What? Before I get in the shower, I feel my stomach bubble. I'm like, I need to take a shit before I take the shower. Explosive diarrhea. I was like, yo, oh my God. I'm in the shower and I shower quick. I get out the shower. I come out in different clothes. Everybody was like, oh, we thought you went to sleep. Like, what happened to you? Nah, I just had to jump in and get a shower. You know, it's past my bedtime.
Boop. Niggas not feeling
weak. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. What y'all need? I need like electrolytes. I'm cool. They leave. I'm like, yo, when's that? I had explosive diarrhea. And I think I'm dying. Drunk some water. Went back in there. I couldn't eat shit for like 3 days, bro. Yeah.
Dog, I never want to experience that. And I'm so glad I haven't yet. But
you sound all like food.
That's all this food in high school. Sounds wild to just be like, yo, I went right back to it. Yeah, it's something I've eaten before. Let me go right back to it. Mm-mm. And it set you up for the okey-doke.
But that, I felt like I learned something new about Dan. Like, this nigga is really calm under pressure because we had some bad bitches over here. And we over here, you know, entertaining. I don't know these bitches. And I'm entertaining them. You know, these his bitches, you know? So he, you know, excused himself. And I'm like, okay, just, you know, shooting the shit. Next thing you know, he come back out in a whole new fit.
Like, oh, they staying over. Exactly. Well, they must be staying over.
I'm like, okay. They leave. And he like, bro, I almost died. I'm like, what? So, yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, you know what? We're glad you made it through it because there's people out here in Guyana and places who have food poisoning and die.
Coronavirus.
Yo, no, boy.
He was ground zero, patient number one.
Boy, I tell you.
Patient zero sitting right above.
So maybe that's what happened to me in high school.
What?
You don't remember?
Food poisoning, nigga.
I mean, because it's a thing.
There was
it's
a day when I had got sick. I threw up in the morning and I didn't eat. I didn't wake up for 2 days. That shit sounds weird, but like, I went to sleep that day and
bro,
I woke
up. That's called death. God sent you back. It was like,
I'm gonna give you another chance. You're not finished yet, but if you mess up, that's on you.
Yo.
Yeah. I remember.
Lazarus is the last nigga I know to go to sleep and wake up some days later. Nigga, yeah. Lazarus and Jesus. Then they called it Easter, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit happened to me in high school. And I guess maybe that's what it is, because I never went to go get it checked, like, to see what it was. But I remember waking up that morning, I threw up, and then I woke up the next day, like, later on. Like, I went to, that was at, like, 6 in the morning. Mm. So I went to sleep. After I threw up, I went to sleep at 6, woke up at 6 p.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, slept through the whole day, slept through the whole the next day, morning and afternoon. For sleep for 2 days, my boy came over. That's when Rob came over. And Rob knows about it because he was like,
ladies and gentlemen,
the fuck? Yo, you ain't been in school for like 2 days, bro. You good? And I was like, what day is it? And he's like, it's Wednesday. And I was like, nah, it's Tuesday. And he's like, what happened to Tuesday? Where you was? You ain't show up Tuesday. You damn sure thing. I was like, damn, what the hell is this? I didn't eat for like. And I lost 24 pounds or something like that. Yeah.
You remember what you had?
Nah, that's the thing. I just remember waking up that morning and I was talking to my old boy because he was like, yeah, get ready for school. And then I was like, yeah, 1 second. And just start throwing up. And he was like, you all right? And I was like, he was like, nah, you ain't going to school today for sure. I went and laid down. That shit, 2 whole days. I don't remember getting up to pee. I don't remember getting up to pee. I don't remember none of that. I just, the whole next day, that whole day from 6 till 12 p.m. a.m., didn't wake up. Didn't wake up the whole next day till 6 p.m. Got up. I think I went to use the bathroom, went back to sleep, got back up the next morning. And I was like, my boy was like, yeah, it's Thursday now. I was like, oh, shit.
What? I'm going to keep it real with yourself. You eat some bad pussy, bro. I
never got sick before going to school.
I was just so confused. And it's funny because now that you said that and he's saying this, I'm like, bro, as a kid, I was just like, bro, I just wanted to go to sleep. But I never thought of like getting it checked, like going to the hospital.
See, that's the thing. As a kid, you have that innocence and you like, wow, something's wrong with me. But you're like, I'm not going to die because you're a kid. You think you're immortal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to be 30, bro. And I was like, this has never happened to me. Bitch, I done spent 29 summers on this earth. And this has never happened to me. This is it. This is the last hurrah. I just went out with a bang. We got to watch a movie with some beautiful young ladies and my niggas. This is my funeral. This is my going away party. I was like, yo, it's done for me.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, you know, we're glad that you made it through and you're here 30.
You gotta take a moment of silence for him leaving his 20s behind.
Yo. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I'm a little wiser.
Dirty club.
Boom. There we go.
How about you?
For me, nothing else has changed other than uploading more things on the channel.
More know content your craft, for your head top.
Plugging in away. We got Know Your Craft moving. Of course, I'm happy the other video made it to 2K views. That's dope. I appreciate every one of y'all who actually watched it, and then all the people who I have no idea who you are. Thank you for your random views because that's actually giving exposure to the channel, and more people are hopefully going to come back and watch some more later on. If I can get to the, I think their metric is 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 watch hours, you become monetized. I have no idea how long that's going to take, but I need to put that video out that's going to like propel me over that.
I thought Beast Mode, he got monetized. He's a reviewer, content reviewer. You know, Beast Mode.
That's dope.
He got monetized because he used to review like tech and shit, like Unbox Therapy type shit.
I need to put out more frequent but shorter videos, which is probably going to get the number of views out or the number of watch hours, watch minutes, whatever one they put it by, because that's what's, I guess, going to propel me to a higher one. Because if I have shorter videos, like the one I just put out, which was like 8 minutes, the watch time might be enough for people to say, hey, you know, I'll watch the whole thing instead of the 12, 13 minute ones.
You should edit this out, bro. You don't want to give people the sauce of how you make your recipe. Yeah. You're giving them the whole recipe of how you make your shit great.
Sold
you
and not me? Told.
Is that true? What I'm saying?
But I thought, so when I'm on the Reddits, I'm like doing a little research. I'm like, okay, this is what people, I'll go to, I think it's like self-promotion YouTube. And the self-promotion thread is like a bunch of people just throwing up their stuff. Like, boom, this is what I do. And stuff like that.
Okay, but like, why should other people benefit off the stuff that you took your man hours to perfect read and study?
I get that. But then when I look at their videos are like same, if not a little longer, like maybe about 10. But the content, I think, is what it is. The content and the thumbnail. So I probably have to edit out this part too.
Yeah, you gotta edit but that shit.
You know
shit
what? I'll give it out for free because I might
do
even
not
say this.
Give no,
I'm gonna
give
this stuff free on the
free
channel too because I'm trying to teach niggas.
I guess it's America. Alright, cool. If you wanna hear more about this shit, go check out Know Your Craft so you can know your motherfucking craft, nigga.
That's the thing, like I'm gonna put this out on the channel, but I want to be able to direct people to the channel so they look for the content. Like, oh, it's at minute 8:34, but the whole episode is 8:35, so I guess you watched all the video. Guess you gave me my watch minutes and watch hours. So yeah, I'm trying to find a way to monetize it because it would be dope if I could make that secondary income, get that 1099 later on. Ooh. So, you know, I can make this thing a nice little business. Multiple but that's pretty streams. Much all I have been doing recently, just trying to get the channel stuff going. And shout out to Crystal. She bought one of the hoodies. I may have to take this off.
I'm gonna edit this too. I'm about to say it because you know,
so redo that. Redo that.
Name was shout gone. Out to Mineral for buying a hoodie. just in case. But yeah, all other things well. Dang, you murked that word. I was coming for the sequel.
Wow. Oh, you need that. I know you don't fuck with Dasani. I can pull you something.
I was about to go for the second one. He was out here just murking it. I see.
I don't drink Dasani.
Footy pussy.
I don't drink Dasani, but I was like, I'm gonna have to footy pussy.
Brett, you heard the last. You heard when we did the water blind water taste test, nigga. Yeah, everybody fucked with Dasani.
No, they didn't. That was the last one.
No, we all fucked with Dasani. Nobody fucked with Zephyr Hills.
No, I think Dasani was the bottom.
Zephyr Hills was the last. Oh, no, it was in last.
Yeah, yeah, Zephyr Hills was last, but Dasani was above that.
It was probably like one above.
Dasani was one above that.
Or was it Nestle?
The three top waters we picked
was the Wachovia shit.
The Wachovia joint that I said.
Fuji and Pure.
And the Pure Life that I drink. The Pure Life water.
Fuji and. Nigga, we could.
Nestle!
Nigga, we recorded it. We can listen to it.
Yeah, for real.
But Dasani was not at the bottom. It tied with either Fiji or the Wachovia shit. Yeah, because Aquafina and some shit tied. Zephyr Hills was dead last. So when y'all niggas like, I don't fuck with Dasani, I was like, y'all niggas do fuck with Dasani because it tied for like second or third.
Our mental thing.
Yo, for
I
real.
I saved it on my OneDrive. Y'all made me go.
All right, go ahead and look it up. So,
we can link that up on another book.
In the meantime, let's go ahead and get into the topic. Well, it's going to be, I guess, it could be a range of topics. We're already peaking at the 20s. I don't trust this. I'm not really trusting the numbers I have here because I started a little early just for the content. But go ahead, Young Savage. Go ahead and tell us how you were feeling in the car on the drive over. You said, like, you were feeling some kind of way. Speak to us, and then we can go ahead and name the podcast based on your feelings.
So, the proposition was,
oh boy,
how do people feel about a couple, or you could say
two people talking to each other?
Talking to each other, yeah. Should go about paying for everyday life. So basically, do they split 50-50 on the bills?
Blessings.
The dude should pay 75% and the woman should only contribute what she feels like she should contribute. Like,
emotionally, what he wanted to say was he feels like when it comes to finances, when women expect that the man should and will always contribute more than the woman will, when it comes to food. Actually, it doesn't even matter what it comes to. It just becomes a matter of fact in finances in general. So what is your feelings about it, because you wanted to save your honest reaction for this moment right after we get this last message from Kirkland Purified Water.
Alright, so like I was saying, alright, so I would say, okay, so if you met a girl that I previously met and she was like, hey, I feel like a dude should pay for most everything and then she should help out when she feels like it's necessary.
When did this conversation come up? What prompted this conversation in the beginning? What were you talking about prior?
So I was saying, I was like, you know, it's cool. Like, because she was saying, how do you know when you really want to move in with somebody?
Mm-mm. If before me, I don't mean to cut you off. He almost spit his water. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but since they were talking about feelings, like she feels like a dude should pay for everything off rip. I feel like everybody should fuck on the first date. But that's not necessarily what everybody else believes, you know? So continue with this.
So when she brought that up, I was like, okay,
And was she basing this off of a past real quick?
I was asking her, I was like, so what made you feel like that? And she's like, I just feel like that's how it should be because this is society. And I'm like, nah, you must be living in that 2020, that new shit. Mm-hmm. Because if you knew about back in the day, everybody was sharing everything that was going on. Some people, okay, yeah, they paid for their wife because they either didn't want her to leave or they
just felt like, okay, this is some baller shit because mm-hmm. I got the money. I get it. Mm-hmm. If you have the money, do that. I'm just saying. But I feel like if both of y'all are coming in from a point where, okay, she got a job, she got a car, she got bills, she pay for it. You got a car, you got a job, you got bills, you pay for it. That y'all should come together and meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. That it shouldn't be you come and she meet you at the door and then you be like, I bet. Come on in and enjoy what the fuck I'm already paying for and don't contribute. Like, I'm just saying. That's how, so after that, the girl was like, nah, but see, I feel that it should be different. And I'm like, but I'm still trying to understand your logic. Like, what do you
like
mean?
Like, how? You like, feel like it should be 50-50?
Yeah.
So, but, my whole thing is, How do you feel about this, Winjet?
So, I was actually in a relationship, and like I was the guy like that made more money than the person I was dating.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, I felt like a ball. I was like, yeah, I can pay this. I can take care of everything. You got a car note? I got that. The rent need pay? I got that. Your hair need done? I got that. Nails, manis, pedis? I got that. And then I realized, I only got one bitch. So if I'm gonna be doing, we're not going 50-50 where, you know, it's a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
Then I feel like it's not fair for to just put all the financial pressure or stretch or responsibilities on one person just so the woman can feel kept and for, I guess, the man to feel like, oh yeah, like I'm doing my manly duties or whatever.
Exactly.
Nah, if we're a team, like, we should be a team. Granted, like, there are ways where there are things where people have different strengths and weaknesses, and you're supposed to come together and do that. But, nah, it's 2020. 50-50 financially, though.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm. How you feel about that, P-Money?
Yes, we kind of got into, I'm in a place where I do not have to, I don't feel like I'm financially coming all the way out the pocket, and it's never a moment in which I'm like, damn, man, I really ain't got it. I guess we're not eating today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, like, it's all on me. Like, I can look to her for support. I can look to her for a monetary understanding, and she's helped me out a lot in the past. So it's like, okay, those things have kind of buffered a lot of the issues I've had previously. I'm like, damn, I really ain't got it. And I got to dip into the savings sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or things like that. I have somebody who's actually able to understand. And even if I'm not going to get too deep into family issues or stories, but she's coming from a place where she felt like money was not something they could talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not something
kind that of a conversation to have.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, we talk about money. Like, sometimes you just do things with the money. Mm-hmm. Or when they had conversations with it would spark an argument or something like that. It's that understanding, like, yo, this is our way of life after this. Like, mm-hmm. if two of us are gonna be working together, especially economically, we're gonna have to know exactly how we're gonna use our money for things. So, you know what? We're gonna know, and we're gonna be able to speak about 50-50 is gonna be for this, or 75-25 because I make more money for this, or this is gonna be used for me, or stuff like that. But having that conversation and understanding, like, okay, we can afford to do it. We can afford to do it. That's why I think it helps out better. And you know, if I was rich, I'd be like, oh, dope, yeah, you ain't got to work. That's cool. Go ahead, don't work.
And that's
go
why chill I at the said crib. That.
But
said,
I'm not rich.
Money, why not?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If I'm not on that status, right, then I can't be like, yeah, exactly. I got all this. Like, let me pay your car note and my car note. Like, if I got it, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like when y'all move in together, like, two people move in together, and then, like, you shouldn't look at it as, like, oh, like, we're going 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, you are, but you like, okay, everything is ours. Like, the bills is exactly ours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if we gotta attack that shit together.
I use half the 75% of the lights this month. So, you know what? I guess I gotta pay 75% of it.
Exactly.
That'll be worse for somebody to be calculating something like that. I ain't getting no water from the fridge. I bought water at Walmart. Like,
you the one that set the AC last night. I opened the window.
But, that's got free air conditioning.
But it's like something you said that was facts. Like, I don't think enough of us grow up in a household where talking about money is, you know, something that they do. Because, like, in my household, you know, my parents from the islands, you don't talk to kids, nigga. Kids just only do. Reason I'm talking to you as a child is to tell you what the fuck to do. Yeah. Hey, go turn the TV. Go get me some juice. Go get me some shit I left in the car. Yeah. Oh, like, we talking about some shit from parent to parent? What the fuck is you here for? Stay out of grown folks' business. So that's what the fuck I grew up on. Yeah. And the only relationship I've had with talking to an adult about money is, can you buy me this? Can we buy this? Yeah, can we go to Disney World? No, we ain't got no money. My whole life, I was like, yo, dog, we just one bad day away from being homeless. You know what I mean? Because my mom, her answer to everything is, no, we ain't got no money. We ain't got no money. We ain't got no money. So it's like, yeah, as a child, you don't have those conversations about money. And then even when you get into a relationship with somebody, those relationships aren't organic because I ain't finna hold y'all. Okay, yeah. Cool. As a dude, you're supposed to project, you got it. You feel me? Oh, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I handle all my own bills. Girls be like, I hate to see this post when they be like, I pay my own bills. I drive my own car. What you saying? You an adult, bitch? Yeah. Right. I pay my own bills, too. That's not no fucking accomplishment. That's called being responsible, bitch.
That's pretty much a requirement, yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
But as a dude, I had this conversation with a friend of ours from high school. As a dude, you're expected to not only, oh, I got a car, I got some place to stay. You know, I could fuck with a girl right now who stay with her parents and no fucking car in sight. She be like, you gotta Uber me there or come pick me up. And I'd be 100% cool with it because I don't expect you to have those things. Exactly. But if I'm a dude and like I meet a girl on Hinge and I was like, yeah, I really like you. She's like, I really like you too. Okay, cool. So where you want to meet for our first date? Let's go here. Okay, you gonna pick me up or Uber me there? That bitch is never gonna respond to me ever again. So it's like, we're expected to have more and we're expected to break people off. Like, just cause how I was raised, I expect to pay for the first date. If I ask you out and you say, okay, cool, let's go, I'll pay for the first date. That's just how I was brought up. Okay, cool. If I suggest, hey, let's go to the movies, I'll pay for that. Okay, cool. If we wanna get food after, I'll pay for it. But 2-3 days go by and I don't never see you reach for nothing, I'll be like, oh, I'm starting to think something about you. You know, like, if you suggest we go out for drinks and then the bill come and you don't reach, I'm like, bitch, I didn't want to go out for drinks. Exactly. I was perfectly fine drinking at home.
That's the thing, because I remember at one point, it was a big thing for people to be like, yo, you're only having fun when you're going out, and when you're going out, you have to spend money. Mm-hmm. And then when you, even if you didn't invite her out, you are required to pay for that experience. You're supposed to be like, oh yeah, you know, so we're just out drinking, yeah I got the bill, because you just reaching first. But exactly, sometimes you're reaching just to test. You'd be like, yeah, let me just see if she's gonna reach a little faster, and she just open her purse and get her lipstick out and stuff. I'm like, ah, oh, she ain't even trying to get no money out. So it's all been a test, and everybody already knows. I shouldn't put this out there also. I'm gonna clip this part just in case y'all girls trying to catch on that girls have always been testing dudes from the beginning to make sure they're like, oh, you know what, I want to see how much he's willing to pay before I even have to say anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go ahead, because I'm gonna get myself in trouble if I
think I had to drink some more water.
I think it's one thing when like you're like, okay, this is about like the third, fourth date, and like, okay, I'm gonna pay for this, and she reaching like, oh, let me leave a tip, or let me pay for parking. You know, it's like, that's a little different.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
So by the fourth date, if you lean over and say, how much was it? And then I tell you how much it was, and you don't be like, oh, okay, cool. Then I be like, fuck, you asked how much it was by the fourth date. I'm gonna call you out on that shit. Okay, cool. Like, and then by the fifth date, she be like, how much it was? Bitch, you ain't paying for it, so what you asking for? You know, like,
man, that's because a lot of them don't even ask. They just like, look, give that look.
Yeah, they see it and be like, dang, this nigga paid $64? Like, the fuck?
All right, so I got a hypothetical theory of, let's say I had a conversation with somebody, because I don't want to put them out there.
Stacy.
And say they were like, yeah, man, I just be going out with niggas so that I could get meals and shit.
Nah, girl,
and
then when these niggas,
so I know there's girls who do this.
Yeah.
Is this a joined compatriot that we know?
You said joined.
Yeah, dude, we both know this person.
You might, but I don't know about all that. Nah, give it up the bro.
I was just asking.
Can't do it. So just saying, in general. And then she say she do that, right? And then you're like, you know what? And then you do the little Bill Nye thing. Let me test this theory. So then we went out to eat, and it's crazy because she did offer like to, she saw the bill and she was like, she offered to pay some. But like I said, that balling ass nigga shit inside your head, be like, man, I got this.
Real shit. Real fucking shit. That's the thing. It's like, what is acceptable for the first date etiquette? Like, first date etiquette?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I wanna know.
Cause on a side tangent, let me tell you, when Jack the Great took a girl on a date extravaganza. We're gonna break that down a little bit later. But still, I'm like, what's the etiquette for the first date? So for a first date for me, okay, on some real nigga shit. Perfect first date. Start off wherever and end up at the crib. That's a perfect third date. I don't give a fuck where, from point A to point B. I just want us to have a good time and then end up at the crib. But you know, Netflix and chill kind of got a bad rap now, so you can't be like, "Oh, let's chill, let's watch Netflix."
You really?
And she's like, "This nigga's just trying to fuck."
Florida, dog.
Yeah.
It's like, all Florida niggas want to do is just
Netflix
not go
and
no,
chill.
Yeah.
Why should we drive over to the crib and just see what we got around
exactly.
us?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's a choice.
I'm just saying,
introvert.
Though.
I love it. I'm an introvert. Me too.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to be out either. My whole house is set up like a dungeon. Not saying like some 50 grades of 50 shades of gray shit. Just like, it's designed to keep you here. Exactly. Even my brother come over and be like, "Bro, every time I come to your house, I just end up sleeping on the couch." I know. It's designed that way. We keep it real dark. It got a projector. Oh, in order for the projector to work, right, you got to turn off the lights.
All the lights.
Exactly. Oh, it's so cold. Let's get close to each other on the couch.
And not even that. You got to think about, like, why would I go spend all this money out? All the shit I invested in my home, like,
yeah,
this
just
shit.
Is the yeah. spot, bro. I don't stay with my people. I don't got no apartment. This is my real house. Like, this is where my equity is. Savings account might be empty, but I got cash in my house.
Now, of course, the mainstay when it comes to bringing a girl to the house is, you don't know how crazy she is.
That's
exactly.
true. That's scary.
It's the test. Yeah.
That's why it's not necessarily the very first date yeah. destination. It'd be like, oh, okay, cool. So, hey, you want to go see this movie? Oh, nah, I don't really feel in that movie. Damn, that's my first go-to. Gone.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go to a bar, get some drinks, get to know each other, talk a little bit. Okay, cool. Once you go to a bar, it's game over because you don't know what the potential of that fucking bill gonna be.
Yeah. Right.
If you go to an expensive bar, okay, damn. $17, $18 for per cocktail. We got about $30 to get to know each other. If the shit not going good after the first drink, I'm be like, "Hey, yeah, you hungry?" Or, "Hey, let me go ahead and take you home." I'm not going to get $70 in and be like, "And we still having a bad time?" Nah, this not going to happen for me. I'm not even like a drinker.
Yeah.
So that's my ideal date, is to actually do something that we both find fun, like go-karts.
Yes.
Oh, I've never gone go-kart before. Oh, we going to have fun doing it, you know. All right, cool. We can go to the gun range. Oh, I like sending some down the lane. But that's another thing too. I don't want to teach no girl that might potentially be angry at me in the future
to
how to shoot
guns.
A gun.
Oh my
yeah.
god!
Especially
and this is how
guns.
You use my guns. You know, I don't want to do
blah,
that.
Blah, blah.
She got loaded clip.
This is how you
load
it.
Yeah. Throw it away.
And, I'm talking so well. And I have a theory too. Girls who know how to bowl well, they go on a lot of dates because niggas be taking them on dates. Don't nobody know how to bowl well.
Exactly.
So if a girl come through and strike. God damn, she a hoe. She done been on 1,000 bowling dates. Bowling's only fun for one fucking go around for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's about it. So the go-to has to be like the go-to girl where I'd be like, "Oh, I really want to start a relationship with this girl." When we go do something fun, then we chill in the parking lot, talk for hours, not doing nothing.
Yeah.
And we go get food. And then, you know, she might not come back to the crib, but you know, we still talk for so long. We like, damn, she cool as fuck. Uh-huh. You know, so that's for me. What about you, Winjack?
I think...
Wait. We have your date extravaganza. Let's start
Let's hold it off.
The relationship,
okay.
Nigga.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, is this so first date?
First date material. What's the itinerary? Like, what's appropriate?
I do hit up the... It's crazy because I used to have the movie set up, too.
Yeah.
That was always the go-to. And then recently now, I think at 30, I don't think I'll do the movie thing.
Nice.
I think I've grown out of it.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy. Because I'm also like, damn, I really want to watch this movie.
Unless it's a blockbuster movie coming out.
Yeah, like, I'm not taking her to watch Endgame, though.
Yeah.
I need to go watch like something inclusive. I'll be kind. But right now, I think first time first time meetups, it's probably gonna be the same thing, trying to go get drinks. It's gonna be a foodie type of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not gonna be like a restaurant. It's gonna be like something snack food, finger food, bars type of event, because mm-hmm. I don't wanna be like, hey, I'm gonna take you to the taco stand. Like, yeah, we're gonna get something to eat, mm-hmm. all millennial like and stuff. Yeah. We're gonna get something cool and you can take pictures in front of it. Like, take it to a spot where you can do a number of things. Exactly. So it'll probably be Wynwood. Like, hey, Wynwood. Let's go outside.
That's a good one.
Public area. God damn. We can walk, take some pictures.
Why this nigga just shitted on my first date? And he's in a devoted ass relationship. He's like, nigga, you need to be more thoughtful.
Like, you trying to stick your move. You ain't trying to put no thought into that shit.
He's starting to...
from a different place.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, this is how I met my fiance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm over here like, so I'm just trying to get her back to the crib.
Good shit.
Yeah, man, I think that's my go-to right now. But, of course, that takes some maturing and aging to get to that point anyway.
You right.
So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to this guy, because I can't wait to hear this story.
They call him Savage for a reason.
Young Savage, go ahead and tell us.
All right.
What do you call your first date? So we go to this place called Walgreens. Aisle number 7. That's where they got the plan B.
Oh my God. Savage. It's Savage.
Why you think they call him Savage, bro?
21, but it's not a savage.
No, so, all right.
They
so
know you by first name basis in Walgreens?
Yes. They just be like, Evans!
Because he told them the fucking S is silent.
You were early, it's a Wednesday, bro!
What is going on?
Oh, shit, bro!
Alright, so tell you us. Say your first date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I say that is because the first date that I take a girl on all depends on if I text them for the rest of the year.
What? What?
Yeah.
God, this nigga got a system, bro. He got a system.
So, even if the first date go like 100, depending on what they ask for next is all depending on if I message them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, alright, so, like, back to that instance where I was saying with that person, right? So, say we went out to eat and the bill was high or whatever, and mm-hmm. I was like, y'all got that shit, right? So, then the next time we actually met up, all she wanted to do was watch this anime on Netflix and have Chick-fil-A. So it's like something cheaper, like, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So I was like, damn, this is ideal. Let me stop messaging her. Because I also got to remember.
Savage.
I'm going to get a freaking soundbite for this one.
Exactly.
Just in case.
That boy got an ad-lib now.
Because I do have to remember what they say. Like, I'm a picky person when I'm thinking about what... I don't remember stuff for shit. That's the honest truth. If I had a conversation with somebody, I don't remember it the next day. Like, tomorrow is gone.
Let me tell you, relationship's gonna be pissy for you.
I don't.
Real shit.
I'm just letting you know.
Because
she probably listening right now like, well, I'm gonna lie to this nigga every day. Yesterday, you said you was gonna buy me that Birkin bag.
Well, I know that's lie.
You right, I'm balling.
Because I do remember the... when it comes to financials, it's the only thing I remember, which is weird.
Man, you're stuck. Like,
I can remember anything that I said I wanted to calculate or pay for because I write it down. If I write it down, then I remember it. Most of the stuff I don't write down. So if I don't write it down, I ain't gonna remember it. And like, say with that shorty, what brought back in my head was, yeah, but you was going out with niggas just so that you could eat, right? So mm-hmm. that's a bunch of niggas. That ain't just one nigga.
Exactly.
So then I gotta play that back in my head and I'd be like, nah, I ain't wanna message her back.
But
so
that means
I gotta message her 2 months from now.
You knew this. You knew that she was going out with people and expected that she was going to treat it as such before you had the first date.
Yeah, but it was only because I knew her.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, like,
before all that.
You so that was your first date. You're like, oh, I'm gonna just go ahead and spend money on her the first date, I guess.
Not necessarily, because she did offer to pay. Like, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, that's the place I wanted to kick it.
Yeah,
even though you already know, like, her.
Yeah,
I wanted to just kick it anyway.
So that's why it was different, because it was like, okay, I know you said you normally go out with niggas just so that. But you, when you, as soon as you seen the bill, you went in your purse and pulled up money to pay for the shit.
Exactly.
And I was like, nah, like, no. I'm Gucci.
Nah, I got it.
So, you know what I mean? So,
when that original, where did that vent get in there? My car's done forever.
Oh my god! I think I would have been like, "Oh, you got this, and I got the next one." Yeah.
So that's why it's funny, because the other girl that I was telling y'all about from the previous pod, whenever we used to go places, she used to be like, "All right, so I'll pay for this day, you'll pay for tomorrow, and then or we'll pay for the next day." And I was like, "That's cool." So I respected everything about that. But then when she started showing signs of craziness,
and then you broke her heart,
I was just like, "Yo, so I can't talk to you no more," type deal. Because in my head, I already seen all the warning signs of being crazy. So I was just like, "I'm sorry, man. I just can't do it no more."
So what's a regular without her being crazy first date experience supposed to be? Real short, so we can get to Winjax.
What do you mean, like any
girl? Like what? Yeah, what would your without having an understanding of how crazy she is and how much dude she's gonna be getting breakfast, then lunch, and dinner from? She's out here just getting fed all day.
So that's why I calculated different. I'd be like, yo, depending on what she want. Most girls don't even have that type of taste, because the annoying thing is, okay, you wanted to come out with me to get something to eat, but you're eating off my plate. What the fuck?
No, I hate that. I hate that.
You knew what you wanted. I said, where did you want to go? You said you like that place.
Things off your chest.
Sitting there, I needed this.
I know, this nigga's been hurt. This nigga been hurt before, and he's not dealing with it 2020. What's the perfect date? Don't you hate it when bitches eat off your plate? What's the perfect date? And bitches don't never want to split shit. No, I hate that too though. It's not because it's about the food. It's the principle.
Yeah.
You saw me order.
I had time to order.
They asked you what you want, and you was like, "Really?" Like, I already see it starting up when I start looking at my order, and she's like, "Nah, but you don't really like. Don't tell me what I like. I know what I like. You don't like this, and you plan on eating off my plate. So you want us to order? You want me to order for us?"
Yeah,
I hate that.
Oh my god,
that's what used to get me, because that girl used to. We go out to eat, and then she'll be like, like she'll laugh while she's stabbing them.
Oh hell, the bang, bro, that's a diversion.
She out there laughing like the bang bros. Like,
that's a diversion. It's like you laugh, you look at her, she all sweet, but she also just grab me
taking stuff out the plate, and then I'm like, "Yo, I asked you if you wanted a whole salad. I'm eating a salad, a chicken salad." That was when I was on keto, so I was pissed, because you know you can only eat certain things on keto. And you eating my salad, the only salad that I got for the whole day because of this keto, and you out there talk about and I'm like, "Yo,
that means she don't respect you."
Did she finish her meal, or she like took it to go and just really ate?
y'all shared yours.
I feel like we just shared mine, because she put hers in the bag, and I was like, what?
So let's get to Winjack, because I'm just, it's so many things I want to say. Go ahead. Can you break down?
Where do I start?
Well, break down what the ideal date is. Well, like the first date.
Okay, for me, I like to drink, and it's not like anything crazy, but I feel like when I meet somebody, bitches are crazy, so I can't just bring them back to the crib. So I got to do a heat check. Like, I take them out. Let's have some drinks, have some food, like little, you know, chips and guac or quesadillas or fish shrimp tacos or whatever, like just something to eat. And then after we do that, if dinner or a little food, whatever go well, we'll go do something. Potentially I take on a real dinner date later, you know. I'm not trying to break the bank.
First
and
time.
The reason why I even go get some food, because I'm like, we're going to be consuming alcohol, you know, like let's get some food, you know, so we can still be a little tipsy and have some food and should be feeling good. And if that shit goes straight, we coming back to the crib. And then after that, we'll do some regular, everyday, like, dating people type shit. Like, we'll go do activities, you know, do some shit like that.
Okay.
Now break down the date extravaganza in question.
Date extravaganza in question. So, shout out to Hinge. I knew
Hinge, if you'd like to sponsor us for this, for this episode.
Hinge, we serious.
Nah, real shit. Hinge is that shit.
So... I kind of had like took this chick out to breakfast one time. I was like, "Yo, let's go. We went to breakfast. We had a good vibe." I'm like, "Okay, she cool." Cause again, I work overnight, so I have a lot of free time in the morning, and I sleep all day, work all night. So after I said breakfast is cool, had an off day, I said, "Okay, you don't seem too crazy. This is my address. Come to the crib, and we're gonna go do something." She was like, "What?" So after that, she don't know, like, I plan on, like, you know, drinking with her, like, whatever. Let's get some drinks. So I'm like, I'm not going to drink and drive. Picked up. I mean, she came here. Uber came. slid out to like somewhere downtown, real nice,
nice
say,
little spot.
I don't gonna say the
we
name
gonna,
of it.
We ain't gonna drop the name, but if you know, you know.
You know, you know. Exactly.
Nice so, little spot.
You want to put it out and I can believe it?
Yeah.
What is it? Oh,
that's my joint.
Yeah, the new one down there. Actually, it was crazy because I earned cool points because like a nigga was, you know, on point and was everything. She ran, not ran into, but I guess some niggas that tried to talk to her like a while back saw her with me. Ooh. And like, you know, I'm, you know, devin that out like, and I'm on my champagne poppy shit, like got drinks, food, we laughing, you know, she got on something to write tight, and next thing you know, we drinking, and I was like, oh, this bitch is different, because she was like, the drinks here are expensive. Let's go bar hopping and see if we can find some cheaper drinks. Ooh, I was like, right. Yeah. Ooh.
That made your meat move a little bit. Boy, you keep fucking around, you gonna end up pregnant.
I almost stuck my thumb up her butt.
Taking the temperature.
Right, exactly. Another heat check. Gave that bitch a suppository. But, next thing you know, so we left and got some drinks, so she wanted to keep drinking and talking.
A different bar, so this is Party Central, where it's new, niggas can ride up on their boats, you know, they got food, they got drinks, it's outdoor, everybody loves it. Exactly. Then you go to another bar, so this is bar number two, cool.
Bar number two, and she's like, oh, I never been downtown, this shit, oh, like, what, is that a hotel? Like, I'm like, nah, this is high rises, baby, you know, like, you know, it's, you see the water.
Pause, you see when you teach a bitch something on a fucking date, she's like, what is that? I ain't never seen no shit like that. And you're like, nah, that's just a hotel, bitch.
They normally go above one story.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Okay, so play.
So, then, bar hop, cool, then we go to another bar. And then she was
Trey.
Like, she was like, oh, what we gonna do next? I was like, the Uber waiting outside. She was like, you heard? I was like, yeah. I was like, it just got here. Went from there, slid down to Miami and Top Golf.
This nigga Ubered.
Wait, this is the
downtown
same,
Fort Lauderdale. Same day. This is extravaganza. So you know he racked up a couple of $100 in drink bills.
Did you?
And he Ubered.
And do the Top Golf was reserved?
Nah, he pulled up.
He pulled up.
Go ahead.
Keep going, bro.
So we get there, and she ran into her sorrows. Oh, she was so
What school she? Oh, no, no, I'm not even. Yeah, I forgot.
But she part of sorority.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So she was just like, oh, this is a, you know, here with him. This, that, and the third. Have a good time. We laughing. We got a good vibe. And then the next thing you know, the bill came. Because we had, again, more food, more drinks.
How many rounds? Just one round?
I paid for a round. And then she wanted a round, so she covered that one.
Gotcha.
What the bill was?
I can't say it. No, it's gonna sound crazy. So it was like I can't say it.
You have to say it, bro.
It was $140+. But she paid for, you know, a few rounds. I was like, okay, it's cool. So
she paid for a few rounds, but who paid that $140?
Like $140. And so then next thing you know, we end up leaving there. Well, the double back, she even corrected some shit. He tried to overcharge us on the check.
What?
And she was like, run this back. Like, we ain't ordered this.
I ain't gonna lie, I like girls like that.
Real
like,
for shit. Sure.
Real shit.
For sure.
And then she was like, I got this. I was like, okay, cool. And then next thing you know, Uber back to the crib.
So that's the third Uber. Anybody's keeping count. Uber, if you would like to sponsor us.
By this time, we're like, super like tipsy, but since we be like consuming like water and food, we not like drunk or anything. So we get to the crib, and you know, we got the home theater. And next thing you know, she was like, oh, this is the crazy part. She was like, oh, I like your house, this is dope, this, that, and third. And then
bachelor pad, well equipped.
And then, like, you know, it was getting late, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I used to been up this late, this, that, and the third. What do you want to do next? I'm like, we can chill here. She's like, yeah, we can chill here. Cool. So, again, the house is, like, super cold. She got the blanket. I put on a movie. The projector screen is, like, you know, playing and shit like that. And then play the gentleman role because I don't have to think like, oh, bitch, I had you out drinking. Like, yeah, I'm trying to smash. So I like sit in the self-reclining
the theater chairs,
right? The movie theater seats. And next thing you know, she was like, why you sitting way low? That come up here. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
You played the role I played.
So you know, we ended the night like savage would have, you know.
Exactly. So that's the date extravaganza. So I'm just gonna go ahead and highlight it. We got three bars, right? Where the bill was about $100, $150. Then we have the Uber to the first bar, Uber to the next bar, Uber down to Miami,
which is a journey in itself.
Uber back up to Fort Lauderdale. So you probably paid like $100 in Ubers.
Yeah.
$110 for the other bars, and then $140 for Top Golf. That's about $340. That's where we at now. $350. Man.
I mean, you know what? If she's worth it, she's worth it, bro.
I know what I'm saying.
I wasn't even like my thing was I never even asked like somebody out if I feel like I'm just gonna go do this, that, and the third. If I feel like, cause I wasn't like, I think what she noticed was I wasn't like really like looking at like, oh shit, this is what I'm spending. I was like, oh, that's the bill. That's the bill. Yeah. Like, okay, boom.
The money don't mean nothing if you're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
But that's the thing. First dates, you don't never know. It's a fucking toss up. So if a girl like is the first date and she like, I want to go to Texas Day Brazil. Oh, so you ain't never been nowhere before, huh? You just hear your homeboy girls talking about it, so you want to go there. A girl wanted to go to Texas Day Brazil, and then when I get there, I was like, yeah, all right, cool. You hungry, right? Because you know it's like $50 each, and she's like, what?
She just heard.
Why? And I was like, because they give you unlimited food. It's like a buffet. And you know, if you not really in the mood to eat, shit, like, I wasn't even all that hungry. I was like, bitch, we not going in here. You ain't about to make me fuck up $100 in
there. That's
you
saying.
Definitely be hungry like that.
So what if you go there and then she keep the shit on red? And then you like,
nah, man.
So then, you not eating? And then when you bring your plate, she like, I just wanted to try. Well, bitch, flip your shit to green.
For real.
They come and deliver anyways.
The whole time that the dude came to try and explain it, she was just on her phone and he was speaking in Spanish. I know I got it up.
Claro.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man. Well, yeah. That sounds like an experience, bro.
Yo. It was a dope experience. It's like, I feel like, cause I done been like a few other days where like the bitches that all they want to do is just like eat, and I'm like, can we go? We got eight. We don't have to, like, let's go do something.
Like, like some real life stuff.
Exactly. Like, they be like, oh no, I know it's cool. Can you walk me to my car?
Real shit.
Nah, I'd have been like, this is dragging outside.
Another 15 minutes in the parking lot talking and shit. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, it's all good. But I think like the difference with her is like it was like a good time, and she was like, I want to see what this nigga about. Like, she wasn't like, I want to see what this nigga spend. I just want to see what he's about. Like,
when Winjack told me about that date, I was like, I gotta step my date game up.
Yo, I feel like I can't release this episode,
this shit,
bro.
Is. Yeah, like, this gonna hurt listen to all mankind.
I look bad and I was sitting right in front of this man.
Now think about you on the date, you listening to this, and she's like, this nigga just took me to the movie. Then we stopped at Mickey D's. Look at this nigga here.
The niggas on the podcast balling. This nigga got me in the fucking parking lot.
But also though, it's like the quality of date that you expect as a female from me will make me judge you of how I should treat you too.
Yeah.
Cause I was out of town with this girl. We went to Orlando. And you know, I was like, oh, I know a couple spots over here. Cause you know, Orlando's our backyard. I'd be over there a lot.
Pause. But did you took this girl on a date before, right? This wasn't like the first date. Nigga was like, I'm gonna do some baller shit and go out of town.
So okay.
I'm gonna piggyback on that later.
So okay.
I just need to know.
You touched a soft spot because she had came from out of town before, right? So alright, cool. She came from out of town. We had a little vibe and she said, yo, I'm coming out from out of town again, like in a couple weeks. Alright, cool, bet. Boom. So then when she came from out of town a couple weeks, she was supposed to be coming with her homegirls. They was about to go on a cruise. They were coming from New York and all that shit. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. She gonna be with her homegirls. They gonna wanna do female shit. Y'all come to Miami, y'all wanna do Miami shit. Y'all gonna go club. I'm not gonna be all on your spot. Hit me when you wanna hit me. You feel me? Like, we live down here, so I'm not gonna be like, oh, y'all coming from out of town? I'll go to Miami clubs with you. I've been living here my whole life. I don't got no inclination to be out there in people's face. So she told all her homegirls, like, yo, we gonna come down here, y'all gonna meet this nigga, and he gonna do this, that, that. He gonna show us around. He's that nigga and all that. So when she was coming to the house, nigga, I show up in gym shorts and a tee. Because I was like, oh, they just about to stop through and go on their way. And right. She was like, her cousin saw me and was like, you not dressed. I wasn't planning on going out with them. What do you mean? And she was like, she told me and all her friends you was gonna like show around. I was like,
oh,
I'ma run to the crib, I'll be right back. I drive 40 minutes from Miramar back here just shoot back over there. She called me when I'm 20 minutes away. She's like, come open the door, cause I had told her I was there. And I was like, and I had to go run and get some shit, so I'ma be a little late. Shoot, pull back up. Her and her friends upset, cause they thought, oh, this nigga finna show up, we finna go out, all this other shit. So I had nothing planned. I thought they was gonna go do them. So then they were like, we still going to Miami? Nah, bitch, cause I gotta go. I'm not taking y'all to Miami, but we can go to the Hard Rock back before the Hard Rock was how it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we go out there, we pull up the Wet Willies.
Ooh, it's classic, like staple.
Five of the homegirls.
R.I.P. Wet Willies.
It's two twin. It's a twin. It's this girl, thick ass, and her and me. So all of them order, and they all move out the way for the bill. I was like,
no, oh, hell no.
You got me for fucked up. I order my one, and I pay for my one.
Hey, don't let them out. Hey. Let me get my card
right after this. I seen these bitches talking with their eyes like, this nigga broke.
Hey, the total is 64.
Yeah.
Nah, so, hey, minus a couple of 50 out there.
Yo, so, you know me, I like to fuck with security. Like, anybody who work at the place, I'm being myself. I'm messing with security. I'm like, oh, they from out of town. Kick them out. Blase, blase. And we all joking. So, they all joking. They all got a cool vibe. All right, cool. So, now they all opening up to me. Everybody feeling like, oh, we all cool. So, then we went inside to get food at the calf or whatever. And then the lady just brought me the bill. And I was like, oh, this shit, $60. It was like a couple of us. I paid for it. And then everybody was like, oh, that's my nigga. Oh, this is the whole vibe changed. So they went on their cruise, came back the day after the cruise. Me and the chick, she scheduled longer to stay. So all of them going on the plane, they like, what, you're not getting on the plane? What is she like? Nah, me and him going to Disney World. And they was like, what the fuck, bitch? You should have told us we could all went to Disney World. And she was like, nah, this is a me and him type of thing. So I was like, I look like that nigga, right? Yeah. I look like that nigga. All right, cool. So I get us the hotel room. I don't say shit because she wanted to go and I said I was cool with it. So I spotted the hotel room. She already spent money to get on a plane to come here and spent money to go on a cruise. Yeah. So I don't expect you to contribute to the hotel room, whatever the case may be. Then she was like, you buy the tickets for whatever, Disney, and I'll shoot you my half, whatever. No issue. Cool, we get up there and I'm like, oh, I know this cool little restaurant I could take you to. I just want fries from Mickey D's.
What the fuck?
Okay, it's been a long day. We just drove 3 hours. Maybe you don't want to just be out. You just want to get back to the hotel room.
Yeah.
Cool. She get her fries. We go back to the hotel room. Have a good time. Cool. Next morning, all right, I got this breakfast spot to take you. Hash House of Go-Go with the big ass portions.
Oh, shit.
With cool.
The longest lines trying to get inside. Yeah.
We go, and she paid for the meal.
Ooh.
Okay, cool. And I was like, you sure? Because I knew what the bill was going to look like. I just planned on both of us paying for our own. But shit, the bill had to be like $45 because they give you super giant portions. Cool. She paid, and she was like, damn, I didn't know this shit was going to be like this. I was like, you wanted to pay. Then later on, we go to the park, have fun. Damn, after I'm trying to get food. Oh, I just need some fries from Mickey D's.
Dog.
What?
You love her some Mickey D's.
Some bacon.
This all you need? Like, I want to go have a sit down. We could talk, we could chill, we could chop it up, whatever. She's just trying to get Mickey D's. And that's all she ate other than Hatch House of Go-Go. I've only seen her eat Mickey D's fries. And I was like, this bitch is going to die. She going to die off trans fats. Have you not seen Super Size Me?
Yeah.
This nigga ate Mickey D's all day, every day, and he died. And I was like, it low-key, like, she was a cool person, but it made me judge her. Like,
she going to die.
She does not know the finer things in life, bro. Yeah. Like,
even if you're trying to introduce
her to her. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother came from out of town, Andy, and he was like, yo, I'm hungry as fuck. And I was like, it's late. Only thing open right now is Mickey D's. This nigga looked at me with a face of disgust. And he was like, I'm gonna fucking eat Mickey D's. Yeah. And I was like, I need to elevate my life.
I feel like back in like 2010, to piggyback off what you were saying and kind of what you were saying, like before, like I guess like, oh, flying bitches out was a thing. I'm with one of my Haitian homeboys and at a pool party, a mansion party or whatever, you know, and this nigga just love looking like the man or whatever, right? So we pull up and it's bitches all around and shit like that. And he, you know, walk up to some, buy him a couple drinks, and he talking and shit like that. You know, we shooting the shit. And he was asking this bitch for her number and shit like that. And she was like, I live in New York. And he was like, bitch, it ain't nothing to catch a flight. Like, I'm like, and the look on her face, she was like, oh, he that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And so that's their first encounter. So, you know, they meet up and then she go fly back to New York, whatever. They first date. This nigga fly her to the VI. And he said he would never do this shit again. What? To the Virgin Islands. This is the first date. He spent a good like $2,000 because they was going for just a weekend. Flew out of Miami and shit like that. He came back. He's like, Jack, boy, don't ever do that shit. Don't ever go on a trip with a bitch you don't know. I'm like, why? He's like, bro, all we did was argue. We fucked one time and we just argued the whole time because she was in a bad mood.
I bet.
I'm like, what? And I don't know what they even argued about. I probably was like, he wanted her to probably pay a bill or some shit like that. Like, but he probably didn't want to cover her excursion or some shit.
I remember in the beginning, I didn't want to go on any trips with my girlfriend just for the simple fact I felt like if we ever get into an argument, that's going to be the end. I was like, no, I don't want to go on. I don't go on vacations with girls. I just get into arguments and everything just goes down south. And I'm stuck with you now. I'm stuck with you. And now I got to deal with it. And I don't know how I'm going to get back by myself.
Then you got to leave her.
So that's the thing.
Exactly. You got to leave her. You got to leave. You got to find your own way back.
So I was never about that. So I was like, oh my gosh. Just hearing that. I squeezed my eyelids past each other. You just missed that part when you said that. When they argue, I was like, oh man.
I say that to say that, like, my first date extravaganza wasn't compared. This nigga spent $2,000 to go, like, this is people are different. Man. I'm like, what?
People are raised different
on a first real date shit, type man. Shit. But you know, I guess he got what he like. That was some other expensive first date because he got what he's looking for. He was trying to get the draws. She was bad. But like, I don't think she was $2,000 worth bad. You know what I'm saying? She was only $2,000.
What's the furthest y'all ever did to impress a girl?
I think it was probably paying for. Was it paying for food? I think it was just like a night out. That's pretty much been it.
I think that goes along.
Yeah, I think the next step is gonna be buying a ring. Like, yo, I just did this to show you off. No, just this is expensive.
I thought, but first of all, back in the day, I had took one of my exes to Melting Pot, and I used to think that was a lot.
I have not heard the end of this story.
Huh?
Yo, this ain't nobody. This once a year, every year. If I tell him anything, like, yeah, so I just went out to go, me and Crystal just went out to go to First Watch. I paid for yo, you ain't never paid for Melting Pot, and she don't eat all the food. I'm like, what?
Alright, you know why I had such a weird experience there? Because if you've ever been to the Melting Pot,
I've never been. It's too high rich.
Alright, so it's not even that bad because for me and her, the total of the bill was like 104.
He essentially hates this girl just because of this meal.
And, I would too.
And it's not because of that. It's like, okay, so back then I didn't know what an expensive meal was. Like, you know, you young, like, bro, I was in college. You know when you just start college, so you know you're in that broke era. It's like, you're like, damn, I need to go to school every single day so I could make more money. So when she was like, oh, we got a reservation at the Melting Pot, we went, whatever. We had the secluded thing where it comes with like a damn curtain. So like, y'all sitting there, the only thing that pissed me off the most was like paying $105 and we made the food when I was like, we just made this shit at
you
the
ain't
crib.
Know.
What?
You make the food there.
Yeah, it's a little hot pot in front of you.
Yeah,
you.
They bring a hot pot, they bring you raw food, and then they buddy be like, voila. Then you be like, voila, what you mean, exactly. Bro? And the nigga be like, here's a knife, here's some seasoning, here's some salt, and the nigga gotta sit there and put it in the pot. And cook it and then take it out and you make your own plates.
Same shit like Korean barbecue. It's the same shit.
That's $25.
Exactly.
$25. See, so now as I'm older hearing $25 versus $104 for me to make her food.
It's the experience.
And my food.
It's the experience.
And that's what she was saying. It was the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finger up to the lip though. Finger up.
And I'm sitting there like, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can consider this like trying to impress a girl, but you see me, I'm 145 pounds. So I'm real light. But
you picked her up then.
Yeah, like, boy, let me manhandle you real quick. Slip the fucking disc.
I'm not even 30.
No, like, I was talking to this bitch. She was just telling me how, like, oh, like, you know, I just need a man to protect me, this, that, and the third. I'm like, we out like that. And so I'm like, this bitch finna see how I move out here, like, in these streets or whatever. So we get into the club. I'm just moving niggas out the way. That shit was turning me on. So I almost caught an ass whooping.
Trying to get some pussy. Boy, that's some risky business. Man. Oh man, that's. Oh well, anything else? Anybody else want to pull up anything else? I want to make sure you get home.
That's why I was just saying it was funny because I was just comparing that day to when I took the girl out the other day to Cheesecake Factory, and the bill was like $150, but it was because we both had.
How did it get to?
Y'all niggas really like Cheesecake Factory, bro?
Yeah, okay. We ate a lot of shit.
That shit overrated, bro.
I swear you said the other day that you like it, but
fuck no, I never said that. It's overrated.
Okay. Only time I ever went to Cheesecake Factory is because I know it really impresses bitches. Like they go up for that. Now, shit.
It does impress them, but for some reason, there's some flavors on that menu that I mess with.
I'm not gonna lie, they have this pineapple chicken.
I'm not saying that the food is bad.
It was fire.
The menu is too fucking big.
Yeah,
that's so true. That's
I think this is just.
I've only ordered two things from Cheesecake, and I've probably been there 30 times. I've ordered the buffalo bass, and last time when we went, I got the little jambalaya rice chicken meal. I don't know what the fuck the shit was. Yeah, it tastes good, but the shit overrated. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go and spend $30 for some shit that it's like it's okay.
It is. I feel like, of course, it is very overrated because that was what Black people's Red Lobster was. Back in the past, like
it was white people's Red Lobster first, and then now it's everybody's Red Lobster.
Now it's like, oh, now you gonna, because it was like Red Lobster was the spot. Now Black people are like, oh, this is you going to Cheesecake? Oh, y'all getting married after this? Like, that's the next step. But I vibe with Cheesecake, even though I've probably been less than all of y'all combined. Like
you probably been there more than me.
I've only been there three times.
No, I've probably been there three times sitting down there to eat, but I've gotten cheesecake from it more than 10 plus times, so I haven't even sat there enough to enjoy the ambiance.
But see, like, oh, that's where I messed up. I should have done like what Winjack said. He said he went to get to the bar. That would have
That was one of the times I did the bar there. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So and she got like food. Four drinks. I got four drinks. Yeah. So I didn't realize that joint added up real quick.
Yeah, four drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't go there.
They be like 12, 13,
$13. That's why I was like $150. So then dude was mad nice that came over and was like always get getting us.
Tip.
Oh, not that. Like he brought us water and he was like, yo, y'all want new utensils? Man went and got utensils, kept coming back. He kept coming back like every 10 minutes to be like, yo, y'all need anything? And I was like, you know what? So when I wrote the total, I was like, I'm gonna have to look like a ball in this. So because it was already up there, I was like, you know what? Them niggas had gave me a bonus at work, so here's 200. So I put it at 200. I just gave him the thing, and he got like a $50 tip that day. And I was just like, yo, sometimes I just feel like, because if I give back, that shit come back to me. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't do that all the time. Hell no. Fuck that. On a regular day, nah. Yeah. But I just was like, you know what? This dude probably had a long day. It's like when I be at the airport, man. And it be that one day that I'm not expecting it. And then like mad actual people be like, hey, here's a tip. We ain't allowed to take tips at work. But just the fact that you came out of nowhere talking about, because you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
That's never happened.
So as soon as I say this part, you'll be like, just at work.
Y'all didn't see me. I had it. I was like, look at the timestamp. I had to edit this whole bitch out. Oh, shoot.
But yeah, that's the basis. But I'm glad we all got this out there, man.
Yeah,
that's
man. Got some shit off our chest, man.
For sure.
This thing was bubbling in this boy. He asked me every week, like, so when we gonna do this pod?
He been trying to fight this nigga. This the gentleman's pod. That's what I need to know. Trying to fight everybody else's thoughts.
Hey, Mineral ain't coming, right? Because I ain't trying to say nothing. Cheesecake.
But tell me this, though. Like, you don't. every chick that you like congrats, you don't take them all out on dates. No. Cause, okay. Uh-uh. I don't think all of them is worth
don't it. Everybody don't deserve a date.
Yeah.
Just like how girls look at a dude and be like, this nigga don't deserve my pussy. Yeah. Not every girl deserve a date. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some girls is like, so you want to chill? You want to do something? Like, if you get that Netflix and chill text, use a Netflix and chill type of girl. Mm-hmm. If you get the, hey, let's go out on a date, get some drinks, get to know each other, then people want to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's very rare that there's somebody that you're just like, oh, cool, you know what? She's a trash ass individual. I just want to smash. There's nothing I can do with her. But at the same time, it's like, not every girl is wifey material.
Yeah, you know, so it's true. Yeah.
It's just a toss up.
Oh, man.
But Cheesecake Factory is trash. That's what the note I want to end on. Cheesecake Factory, if you want to sponsor this podcast, don't even try it. We wouldn't even take your money, man.
But you would be like, free cheesecake for the rest of your life.
I don't care. I don't need that shit. But one thing you do
speak for yourself, bro. Then, yeah, just in case they want to sponsor me.
Keep your salmonella.
One thing about cheesecake, I hate that it's fake fancy. So, like, they have cucumber lemonade, and I enjoy the cucumber lemonade.
Cucumber lemonade.
So, anytime you go, it's just cucumber lemonade.
It look fancy as shit.
So, that's what I'm saying. You go there, and, like, they're like, oh, what would you like to drink? Can I have some cucumber lemonade? Every girl you take gonna look at you like, this nigga fancy. I'm like, I don't even fucking like cheesecake.
Cucumber lemonade, that shit come out all dressed up like it's a fucking mojito. Like,
I can't wait to see this. It got the mint in it and cucumber in it.
I've been meaning to go back, so I'm gonna go back soon. Just so I can prove it to myself.
Don't waste your money.
How trash it is. But I also do want to find that bread, because they bread fire.
Their bread is good. Yeah, their bread is good. But when your bread is one of the main reasons why niggas come, just like the biscuits at Red Lobster.
Yeah, when it's
one of the main reasons a nigga come.
Hey, Crystal was trash. Minimum was trash. Minimum was trash in Red Lobster for a hot minute. And then like a few months ago, she was like, let me just go back and try one time. She was like, yeah, that thing was good.
But
she was hyped back up. So, you know, sometimes you got to give it a break. So it's been a long time for me for cheesecake. And I don't know. I'm just going to probably show up there and see if I can find the same thing. Because y'all saying the menu big as hell. And that's no lie.
The menu is fucking textbook, bro.
Yeah, I'll choose Carrabba's over cheesecake. I've never eaten that Carrabba's. Carrabba's is fire. Their bread is fire. But they also bring their bread out with like some olive oil, some pesto sauce.
Yeah.
Like that shit, it's fire. And they're not as expensive as cheesecake. They're way less.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
I prefer Louis Bossy. Even though it's more expensive, the food is quality.
Just for lunch, I think me and her was like almost $70.
Dog, for Louis Bossy for the shit I order hit me for $45 every
time.
Just
for you.
Just for my drink and my meal.
Where was that? That was that place we went to?
That's downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Where I had got them black squid.
Yeah. You went for dinner.
Noodles. Them jerks was fire. Stop.
Louis Bossy. It sound nasty. Best Italian food I've ever had.
Good service too, depending on who you get.
Exactly. And even where they sit you, it's like the ambiance, it'd be fire and all that. You take a girl there for a date. Oh, I'm fucking the brains out. That's not no first date material. That's not no second date material. That's you done gave me the guts that you deserve. Yo. And some girls I've been driving down Los Angeles and be like, that place looks nice. Oh yeah, maybe we could try it one day. You just keep rolling. Other girls I'm like, I got a place I need to take you. I'd still be under the sheets like, I got some place I need to take you.
Hey, the fuck? Alright, so let me just go ahead and wrap it up. Anybody have a good TV recommendation? By the way, this is the part where we give a recommendation on one, the food, and two, TV show / movie that we have maybe seen.
Ragnarok on Netflix.
I was about to say that shit, man. That shit fire.
Hey, I saw the trailers.
The nigga name is
Magnarok.
This nigga, does he have some kind of mental issue?
No. Watch the shit. Don't give nothing away.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying, the first, I thought it was in English, but the mouse was in sync. But then I was like, this was taped somewhere else, like in the Netherlands. Like Iceland or some shit. And then it brought it over here.
Yeah.
And
then, Netflix does that a lot now.
Yeah, like Money Heist. That shit is fire.
Yeah.
And then there was like, hey guys, like the teacher comes and he's introducing the new students. So he's like, hey guys, this is Maklalak and Nukalak took. I was like, the fuck is that nigga's name?
They didn't translate that part over. Yeah. But when you see his little brother, it's like they literally took Loki and was like, you're gonna be the Loki. Exactly. Like the nigga looked just like him. He looked like how Loki's supposed to look. His little brother.
Okay. Alright, it's been on my, what you call it, my watch thing on my phone, so I'd be like, just open the phone, and I see the hammer, and then you say Ragnarok, I'm like,
nah, trust me, the way they did it was like a natural, this was Ragnarok. Like how the Flash was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Instead of the
hey, dub. Hey, watching my, if I liked the Flash.
Yeah, for real.
No,
yeah.
But like how it was, like, alright, so.
You just saying head, like a real life adaptation, like how Batman was, like no, the Dark Knight.
Like Smallville. Like how they tried to make Smallville, it was more or less about a kid who was.
Oh, the story behind it.
Yeah, okay, that's how it.
Okay.
So with Ragnarok, it was like, yeah.
Gotcha. The
same exact way, and they did it good. And season two about to come out. I'm like, yeah.
Wait, buddy. So this thing just dropped.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Well, it more just dropped. It been out there, and you know, they just start pushing it.
Yeah, they just pushed it on to Netflix.
It's like, now it's like, yo, this shit all in my face. Like, everywhere I look, I see this shit, but the shit fire.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And Bad Boys. Go see Bad Boys.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Somebody told me it should have just been Will Smith because it was
don't say
I enjoyed it.
I need to see it.
We can go see it this week.
All right.
It was
dope. Food recommendation? You can.
I like this place called, what's this shit called? Go Bistro.
Oh!
Ramen place.
In Wynwood?
That's on Hollandale Beach Boulevard.
So yes.
They have one in Wynwood.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. That's where we walked in yesterday. Yeah,
there's one. You're talking about just over the train tracks over.
Over there, past Miami Subs.
Yeah, that's my shit.
There's one right.
Yeah, but they tax you though.
Past Miami Subs, right before the loop.
Yeah.
I went there. I should go down my break.
Oh, man. Well, appreciate y'all for being here. Appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you once again for being for another episode of MMV. Mileage May Vary.
Shout out to Samir from India. We saw your comment.
Yo, we appreciate you on the Twitter. You out here shouting us out and telling all your friends Akmar and Iqbar out there. I was trying to be serious, my nigga. That nigga said, what? That nigga said, what?
that was just natural. I couldn't even hold it in. That shit just came out.
Hey, Sam was just like, am I a terrorist? I can't.
That nigga said, what? I haven't finished the word.
Jesus. Man, we wrap this up. Take it easy. Appreciate y'all listening. Peace.